USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden made history today by becoming the first American president to visit Israel during a time of war. Air Force One touching down near Tel Aviv this morning.
I wanted to be here today for a simple reason. I want the people of Israel, the people of the world, to know where the United States stands.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu described Biden's visit as deeply moving. More than 350 Americans in Gaza are seeking assistance from the U.S. State Department for evacuation, as reported by a U.S. official to NBC News. Despite extensive discussions between the U.S., Israel, and Egypt, the border crossing between Gaza and Egypt remains shut. A large group of anti-Israel protesters occupied the U.S. Capitol's rotunda today, protesters demanding and calling for a ceasefire in Gaza while chanting and holding banners and signs, "Jews, ceasefire now." The U.S. Capitol Police made multiple arrests as demonstrations are not allowed in congressional buildings. The latest CNBC All-America Economic Survey shows only 37% of those polled approve of President Biden's overall performance. It's just one percentage point higher than the previous low in the summer of 2022. You may soon have to pay to comment on X.
Elon Musk hinted last month that X could start charging all users. The company, formerly known as Twitter, has announced a test of such a system. X said in a post yesterday that it's testing a new program called Not a Bot, where the new users in New Zealand and the Philippines will be required to sign up for a $1 annual subscription to post and interact with other posts. The test will apply only to new web accounts, and the fee will be waived if users sign up for X's $3.99 a month premium subscription service. I'm Corey Myers.
This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing and paying your taxes and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65-plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
The House of Representatives is still without a speaker. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan was unable to secure the 217 votes needed during a second vote today.
Jim Jordan of the state of Ohio has received 199. Hakeem Jeffries of the state of New York has received 212. A speaker has not been elected.
22 Republicans voted against Jordan. The House is currently in recess. Joran Vandersloot confessed to killing Natalie Holloway after she rejected his advances. Beth Holloway, Natalie's mother, is both shocked and relieved by his admission.
After 18 years, Natalie's case is solved. As far as I'm concerned, it's over.
Natalie, an 18-year-old celebrating her high school graduation in Aruba, went missing in 2005. Recently, Vandersloot was extradited from Peru to the U.S. to face charges of wire fraud and extortion for attempting to sell the location of Holloway's remains to her mother. The anticipated water loss at Lake Mead over the next year has been revised to be less severe than initially projected. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation now estimates a drop of approximately 9 feet in water level by next October. That outlook is over 2.5 feet more favorable compared to the forecast from last month. A recently discovered chili pepper has claimed the title of the world's hottest. Guinness World Records has officially designated Pepper X as the hottest pepper, boasting just shy of 2.7 million Scoville units. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.